The process to get companies their tariff refunds has started. But what about refunds for customers? NPR's personal finance reporter Stephen Becerra tells us who stands the best chance of getting those tariff dollars back.
There are a lucky few customers who should get refunds. They're the ones who got an exact record of how much they paid in tariffs. Like Will Chrysantos. He ordered a sky blue concrete sink from Bulgaria for his Massachusetts home.
I wanted something kind of striking for an entry bathroom.
But before he could receive it, he got a notice from the shipping company DHL that he owed $250 to cover the tariff cost.
It was held hostage, essentially.
He paid it and did not expect to get that money back. But then he got the news this week that DHL plans to pass along tariff refunds it gets from the government to customers like him. Customers who pay DHL directly.
Oh, you see, now that's unexpected and wonderful.
FedEx and UPS have also pledged refunds for customers in the same situation. In these cases, refunds for consumers are relatively easy because there's a clear paper trail. But that was just for one expensive sink. For all the other products that Chrysantos bought for his home renovation, there was no tariff line on the receipt, so he didn't even know how much he paid.
I can only estimate in the thousands, and there's no way I'm ever going to be able to put a finger on it exactly.
I can't help but notice, but sounds like a defeated note in your voice.
Yeah, I don't think that there is a way that I'm going to see this money again.
And that puts them in the same situation as most shoppers. They don't know how much they paid in tariffs. And the problem is, neither do most retailers.
It's nearly impossible to determine how much individual consumers paid.
Terrence Lau is the dean of Syracuse University's College of Law. He says a product, like a TV, often has parts from a whole bunch of countries that were hit with different tariff rates. So to figure out how much the customer paid in tariffs,
I'd have to know where the products and their components were made.
Plus how much of the cost the retailer absorbed, which of the many changing tariffs were actually applied.
And whether the price increase was from tariffs or because of other cost pressures.
But aren't companies required to keep records on these things? I don't expect myself to know this, but I expect maybe Walmart to know it.
And the answer is not really.
Rebecca Mosky says that's true for her clothing company, Princess Awesome. They sell clothes for girls that include traditionally boy-coded images, like dresses with solar systems on them and lounge pants with pictures of dragons.
We have a line that similarly flips the script for boys.
Mosky says they have no way to automatically determine how much each customer paid in tariffs.
It would be incredibly laborious to go back through and find every single person and just refund them.
And she says that would just add to all the time and labor she's already spent dealing with tariffs.
That doesn't get counted in dollars, but it, like, time is worth money.
To cope with tariffs, she raised prices. She also put up an online tariff tip jar for donations.
Where we explicitly said, want to help us cover the cost of tariffs, and people were pretty generous, which was really kind.
She says maybe she'll just give everyone who left a tip $10 in store credit. Several class action lawsuits have been filed against large companies, arguing that since they share the tariff cost with consumers, they should also share the tariff relief. But Will Chrysantos, with his fancy concrete sink, is pessimistic that he'll see any more of the money he paid for tariffs.
I have zero hope for recouping any of that.
Stephen Becerra, NPR News.